Mark Steiner. Welcome. Hello, I'm Mark Steiner, and welcome back. Too much going on in my studio at one time. On my way to the conversation, I want to remind you the Mark Steiner Show is brought to you in part by MeCube, Baltimore's credit union, offering a full range of financial services. MeCube, Baltimore's credit union, is helping its members and its community prosper. When you invest in yourself, MeCube invests in you. It's a credit union, not just a bank. It belongs to you. More information, www.mecu.com. Iris Kirsch is in the studio. She's a Baltimore City Public School teacher, author of the biweekly column Future Imperfect, an education report for Tense Times for the Indie Reader, and a teacher activist. And Iris, good to see you back in the studio.
Thanks, Mark. Thanks for having me.
So tell me about this demonstration you all had and what this teacher contract survey is all about that you all were talking about.
So there wasn't really so much a demonstration intended to be. It wasn't so much intended to be that as just a press conference. We conducted a survey of more than 200 educators, and while I understand that that's a relatively small number, it's larger than any of the other surveys that people have done around this contract, to see how people were feeling about...
What does this contract mean?
Right, okay. We talked about this 3 years ago, but I don't expect anybody to remember that anymore, except teachers. We have this basically merit pay contract now in Baltimore City, where teachers get paid for both their end-of-year evaluations and also earning achievement units. It's put a huge burden on teachers to do coursework outside of school, to prove that we're doing what we're supposed to be doing in school, and it's given principals a reason to rate teachers lower because that will keep our salaries down. It's pushed a lot of good teachers out of the district, and we were not surprised to find out that, in fact, only 11% of the teachers that we surveyed said they would vote for the contract again.
So now this, the group that you represent is a group called Educators for Democratic Schools, mm-hmm. which is a group of, I don't know how many, school teachers from Baltimore City?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Our membership is about 100 on the listserv, but as far as people who come out to actually do things, it's less than that.
It always is.
Yeah.
So what is this? What are these things that you're demanding here that you say should, and I guess it's your group demanding, but then you're asking for the BTU and the teachers to stand up. You're asking for the school system to do what?
Yeah, well, we feel certainly that our union should be standing up for what the teachers actually want and should be surveying a large number of the teachers and holding some focus groups at least to find out what teachers want. And, of course, we went ahead and did that because it wasn't happening. We believe we need to abolish the AU system.
That means what?
That's the Achievement Unit Merit Pay System. And pay teachers for every year of service. Give a raise for every year of service.
Historically.
Like they always have done. And like all of the good county schools everywhere in the country, pretty much, with very few exceptions, still do that. The people who have these various kinds of merit pay contracts are almost all in high-need urban districts or very high-need rural districts where our work is the hardest. And so it's easy to say we're not doing our jobs because the children are still not on grade level, but we may be working harder to get the children closer to grade level. So that's one. We believe that total student load for each teacher should be capped at 100 students. So if you're a high school teacher who teaches five classes, then your classes should only be 20 students each. And that is the case for a lot of teachers. They have five classes of 40 students, and they have 200 students that they're trying to get to know in any kind of way, and it's impossible. We certainly believe teachers should be getting a regular pay raise. We're asking for 7% per year. Willing to negotiate on that, but we believe the teachers are worth it, and there's nothing that's going to turn around Baltimore City schools better than having good, well-compensated teachers who are not fearful of losing their jobs, who feel like they can really stay and make a difference. The other things are a little bit more technical.
When you say teachers have the right, and folks, join us here at 410-319-8888. We're going to be having a number of teacher roundtables coming up in the next couple of weeks here. Now the teachers are, some of them are on summer break, some of them are still teaching and having second jobs, but we're going to begin our teacher roundtables so they can make it to the studio more readily than they could during the school year. But when you talk about the right to appeal write-ups, what does that mean?
So we get evaluations at different times during the year, and at this time, we can only grieve those through the union if there's a procedural problem. If, for example, a department chair does your evaluation instead of a principal, or if they were supposed to get you a conference in advance and you didn't have the conference in advance. But if they do all of the things, for example, I had those issues last year, they knew that I knew the contract inside and out, and they didn't make any procedural violations against me because they knew that I would easily be able to grieve those. So there were people lying on me, saying I didn't have a lesson plan because the date was wrong on my lesson plan, and I couldn't grieve that. I couldn't grieve a lie in black and white written down about me because they gave it to me in the right amount of time. And we think that that's unfair. We think people should be able to grieve the content of their evaluations.
So I'm really interested in having a large discussion with other teachers in the program about this, city school teachers, about your group's organization's idea. But, I mean, what is it about the city school system and teachers in general and teachers' movements in general that they don't seem to kind of rise up?
Well, they certainly have in Chicago. I'm a very strong union supporter. Unfortunately, I think that we are in this moment in history in a service model of unionism where the union bureaucrats are acting more like bosses than like union members. Unfortunately, when we did our press conference, we had members of the union executive committee show up with signs that said, "I support the contract." They're not being evaluated by the contract. They, of course, support it. They wrote it. And they were basically posturing as teachers. They are in some ways teachers, but they're not. They didn't have any people who were in the classroom that I saw who were there. So our union leadership, even on a national level, I think it's demonstrative that the other teachers' union, the NEA, the Educators Association, National Educators Association.
Maryland State Teachers Association.
Right, that's the local that represents more wealthy county school districts.
Every other county, not just wealthy ones. Every other county in the city.
Right,
the
but
state,
across the country.
Right.
They have more of the suburban school districts, and they've been much more vocal about, no, we're not going to tie teachers' evaluations to these stupid tests. And
well, there's a whole battle going on right now we're going to be covering next week about the most of the MSEA locals around the state and the school systems themselves.
Right, I read that.
Saying that they oppose these state-driven evaluations coming mm-hmm. down from the Maryland State Department of Education.
Mm-hmm. Right. And I'm not 100% sure why the BTU isn't on board with that, except that they are very much wrapped up in this reform movement and really discouraging real unionism. They're discouraging teachers from standing up.
So the city schools sent this statement. They said, "Thank you for your invitation. However, we will not be able to participate due to appointments that cannot be changed."
Mm-hmm.
Below, and their statement was, "We are pleased to affirm our collaborative partnership with the BTU. Since the ratification of our current contract, district staff and the BTU have met regularly and worked together to implement the landmark agreement. We are proud of our relationship with BTU and the National American Federation of Teachers, of which the BTU is a chapter. As the sole bargaining unit for the teachers of Baltimore City Schools and the sole organization representing all teachers, we value the BTU's role in advocating for our teachers and ensuring their concerns are heard." Your response?
I think that the school system has worked very, very closely with the leadership of our union. And it is really the responsibility of the leadership of our union to be accountable to the membership of our union. And I do not think that they have done that.
So what is it about teachers in Baltimore that can't seem to, who complain about this a lot, at least most of the ones I've talked to, can't seem to organize both their own leadership in then if they're dissatisfied with the BTU leadership?
We're not the only place in the city, in the country that this is happening. I'm not really sure. I know that within our group, we didn't have anybody who wanted to run. That, you know, it's a I don't envy Marietta's position. I do. I have a lot of appreciation for what they do and what they go through. And I love teaching children, and I'm not really particularly interested in arguing with Tisha Edwards about this or that, you know. So we did run some people for delegates, and they got a pretty large percentage of votes of the small minority of teachers who actually came out to vote. That's an interesting thing. We had more people vote down this current contract on its second vote than usually come out to vote at all in any BTU election.
Well, I will say that I've always pushed the BTU on an issue they don't want to address, which is when they do have elections, why not have the elections take place during the school day at city schools so teachers can vote all day long in schools, and that way you make it a large participation. Maybe that threatens power too much.
Yeah.
Iris Kirsch, it's always good to have you in the studio.
Thank you so much, Mark. We really appreciate you.
City school teacher and author of the biweekly column Future Imperfect, an education report for 10 times for the Indy Leader. She will be back, I'm sure, as we continue our discussions with Baltimore City school teachers on the ground here and hear what they have to say. Iris, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot, Mark. And people can check out our website, democraticschools.wordpress.com.
And we're listening to Dear Mama, Tupac Shakur. Tupac would have been 42 years old tomorrow.
Nice.
We'll be right back. Don't go away. Kayshawn Cooper's with us to talk about his new book, The Champion Father.
Who thinking elementary? Hey, I see the penitentiary one day. Running from the police, that's right. Mama catch me, put a whoop into my backside. And even as a crack fiend, Mama, you always was a black queen, Mama. I finally understand, for a woman it ain't easy trying to raise a man. You always was committed, a poor single mother on welfare. Tell me how you did it, there's no way I can pay it back. But the plan is to show you that I understand. You all appreciate it.